Deadly Edge, a Parker novel by Richard Stark. Foreword by Charles Ardine. Narrated by Keith Sarabica. This is for Joe Gores, for the hell of it. Foreword. By the time Donald Westlake, the prolific soul behind the Richard Stark pseudonym, sat down to write Deadly Edge, Slayground, and Plunder Squad, he'd already written a dozen books about the professional thief Parker and his too often ill-fated attempts to separate institutions and individuals from their valuables. After dreaming up a dozen exploits in 9 years for the same protagonist, the author could have been forgiven if he'd begun to repeat himself or if the series had started to run out of steam. But what happened was precisely the opposite. Following a quartet of novels whose thematic unity is suggested by their similar titles, The Rare Coin Score, The Green Eagle Score, The Black Ice Score, The Sour Lemon Score, and which began to soften the edges of the Parker character, principally by adding a love interest, Westlake decided to take Parker into harder, darker territory. The result was as bracing as a slap across the cheeks. Penned over the course of just 2 years, a period during which Westlake wrote at least three other novels as well, Deadly Edge, Slayground, and Plunder Squad reinvigorated the Parker character, confronted him with some of his most memorable crises, and went a long way toward establishing the Parker series as a landmark of crime fiction. When you ask people who revere the Parker books which ones they admire most, they're likely to name one of these three, or else the epic sequel to Slayground, Butcher's Moon. After Butcher's Moon, Parker wasn't heard from for 23 years. It was as if the character had finally burned himself out with the sheer intensity of these last four grueling jobs. But what a way to go. Reading the Parker novel.